Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast VP of Marketing with Terminus, Mr. Peter Herbert. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, Peter, we are doing great. And this Marketing Superheroes series we've been running has been taken off. Your name came up as one of the people that we should talk to. Can you talk about Terminus? What are you doing for folks?
So Terminus is an account-based marketing platform. So what we do is we help companies create engagement and measure engagement with their target accounts. So when you think of a traditional funnel where a marketing organization is trying to get interest and then get people to fill in forms and get leads, we've actually flipped the funnel and we focus on helping our customers target the accounts that are most likely to buy, create engagement with those accounts, and then convert them to customers and create raving fans from their customers.
Now, when you use the word account, accounts are made of people though, right? So are you drilling down to actually individuals?
Well, so what we're doing is focusing on getting our message to the right people within companies that are being targeted by our customers' companies.
So when you use the word account, that's a business, but then you're within the business, you might target, you know, maybe 5 to maybe 15, 20 individuals that might influence the buying. Is that how it works?
Exactly. So we're targeting the right company, a company that is a good fit for your business, as well as the individual departments, or actually sort of targeting by title or seniority within that company. So it's a way of advertising and spending your time, energy, and money and connecting with the people who are most influential in the buying cycle.
So when you do that, it seems like you're getting closer to marketing, specifically to the people who write checks, not just people who might fit this generalized profile. You're trying to get as specific as possible to the decision maker. Is that right?
Absolutely. And it's not only the decision maker, but, you know, enterprise selling and marketing has over the years become more and more complex. And there are more people who are part of making a decision for particularly larger companies and then mid-market companies as well. So what we're trying to do is get the message out and not just, for example, connect with the person who's at a senior level who may be getting a lot of inquiries and people reaching out to them. But we're trying to influence and create awareness in the entire buying center, which may consist of a dozen or even two dozen people in a modern enterprise.
And then the challenge, though, is like, say there are two dozen people, each one of those people should be getting different information, right? Because they have different a different need from as part of the complex decision making process.
Sure. So the ability to campaign and run advertisements, for example, that lead to content that is suited for, we think of it specifically as a persona.
Uh-huh.
So if we're trying to target the CIO or a high-level VP at a company, they may have one content experience, whereas somebody who's at a different level or plays a different role in the buying cycle may have a content experience that's more suited to them. So we're helping companies actually become more targeted in how they spend their digital advertising dollars, and then holistically working on that account, understanding engagement, how engaged they are, and triggering their sales activity and the outreach that's coming from a business to a group of people that they're trying to get into a conversation with.
Now, when you say holistically, it sounds like it's holistic outside even just the realm of marketing. It seems that it requires alignment with sales in order to really make this go, where sales and marketing really have to go in this arm in arm.
Exactly. So account-based marketing, as people call it, or the account-based approach is different in terms of, particularly different from a marketing perspective than B2B marketing was a number of years ago. The great thing about it is that sales understands account-based because that's how they work. Salespeople don't think about, being lead-based, for example, although over time we've sort of trained them to understand that business terminology more and operate off of that. But salespeople are trying to target companies and then work within those companies, particularly the larger the company is. They're working on several different personas and trying to have a great conversation and deliver value in that conversation so that they become customers. But from a marketing perspective, there's a really different process. If you think of broad-based campaigns where we are just sending our message out to the world and then waiting to see who comes into our funnel, fills out a form, and then becomes a lead, versus saying, here, we're proactively identifying the businesses that are the best fit for us. We'll be happiest with them and they'll be happiest with us. And let's proactively reach out to them, make sure they're aware of us, make sure they become more engaged with us, and then we get into a conversation with them.
So now, who is the quarterback when it comes to this? Is it sales or is it marketing or is it, are they really kind of equal partners in this?
Yeah, I think that the real key point of alignment is the sales and marketing alignment. Are we going after the same companies? Are we working together to create an experience? The alignment with the marketing leader and the sales leader within an organization is really key. I believe the onus and a lot of the operationalizing of account-based is really suited towards marketing. So it's up to us to change our process. We have new technology at our fingertips to promote to these accounts and provide insights to the sales team that they can act on. So a lot of account-based programs start within the marketing team, start with a champion on the marketing team who's really learning about this, bringing in new technology, proposing new processes within the organization. It's created some fantastic change within companies that are trying this approach.
So now when the marketer is creating tools and touch points to make the salesperson job easier in order to make more elegant kind of relationships and conversation starters and types of engagement. Is that how you see this working?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is, so first of all, for example, here at Terminus, we are, we're working on triggering our sales team. We want them to look at which accounts are engaged with us, visiting our website, learning about us, or accounts that are showing intent, for example. There's a few different data signals that you can use. And we're saying don't wait until they fill out a form on the website or request a demo. Much of the learning process about a new product or solution happens before anybody is willing to take that step. So we're activating off of who's on our website, which accounts are these, and then they're proactively pursuing them.
And then when you're pursuing them through a content marketing strategy, or is there other tactics sure. you're using?
Yeah. So the whole point of this is to become more relevant, focused, relevant, and personalized. so that when we do start interacting and start this conversation with this company, or they're coming in and they're learning about us, they're seeing content that is relevant to them, and in many cases is either tailored or personalized specifically to them. So a really good tactic that we can employ for our highest value accounts is we create one-to-one advertisements where we are promoting specifically to that account. And then we're putting them into a content experience that is really tailored for that specific company. And we can go as far as creating videos that speak directly to that company, or creating collateral and other experiences within that that let those people know, hey, we've learned about you. You're a great fit for us. And here's how our product or our solution is a great fit for your company.
And then, and so since you're not taking this kind of spray and pray approach, and you're focusing only on, you know, a handful of, you know, 100 or 200 companies, then you have resources available to do that type of customization and to create that kind of individualized experience.
Absolutely. And the key to all of this is when you think of your target accounts, typically a company will select a number of target accounts. It may be hundreds. It may even be thousands. That's sort of the market that they're going after. But through an exercise that we call tiering, which makes sense to business organizations, like we have our, you know, we may have a top 100, and then we have a tier 2, and we have a tier 3. And those tiers help guide us in how much investment, how personalized we're going to be, how much orchestration we are going to do for that company. But we can't do that to 5,000 companies in a really relevant, personalized way. So we're saying, here's where our top focus is. This is the area where we should put the most time, energy, and money. And we're going to provide the best experience there, but we're also going to kind of scale that down through the hundreds, maybe even thousands, and provide different experiences to the extent of our resources.
So now, if you were a company, or you, do you have any advice for a company that maybe isn't utilizing ABM and then is kind of curious about it and wants to learn more, or to get their kind of feet wet in this?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we at Terminus.com have a great resources section to start learning about this. We also helped start the Flip My Funnel community, which is part of the Terminus organization, but they run independently. And their mission is really around creating a community that's learning about account-based marketing. So Terminus.com and FlipMyFunnel.com are great places to go to learn more about account-based.
Now, have you always used account-based marketing in your work, or is this kind of new to you as well?
It was new to me a few years back. And at that time, a couple of things were, when I began, I really started looking at this as a business problem. How can we get our already more efficient? How can we grow faster? How can we get larger deal sizes and work from being a transactional business into one that's selling into the enterprise? So when I began this with my team a few years back, we just thought of it as we're going after target accounts or target account marketing, which isn't a totally new term. A couple of years back, 2015, a few new technologies came into the scene. This was before I worked for Terminus. Mm-hmm. And I went to the first ever Flip My Funnel conference and was working on this problem of figuring out how to specifically target certain companies and spend my money wisely. And I walked up to a table at the conference and started talking to the team there, and learned that they could actually help me advertise to only specific companies, which was very different than what I'd done in the past. And that was the Terminus team in their early days. And I became a customer and used the product for a couple of years before I decided that I was just so excited about the team and the approach and the product that I would join the organization. So back in the early day, it was just all about solving business problems, becoming more efficient with marketing.
So spend my money wisely. That was a big driver. That was something that really caught your eye. You're like, this doesn't make sense that we're kind of wasting a lot of our marketing resources and dollars, that there has to be a way to be more efficient in the spend.
So it's a combination of grow faster and do it as efficiently as possible. A lot of the benefit of account-based is spending more time and energy on the accounts that are going to be the best fit for your company, that will have the greatest lifetime value, if you will, and the companies that will be happiest using your product over the long term. And that's a sort of a big thing to try to go after. But you're really looking for the best fit for your business. And through that, thinking of it, well, if I want to move up and I want to get larger deals and go after these types of companies, you know, how can I do it as efficiently as possible when traditionally we have a lot of marketing programs that are sort of organic and we're sending our message out to the world and waiting to see who comes in. Now, if it works great and your product is understood in a certain way to a great segment of the market and the right people come in, then that's fantastic, but it doesn't work exactly like that in many companies. So this approach helps us think about moving up market, getting more value from the accounts, finding really the right customers that are going to stay with us for the long term, and then relatively efficiently going after them without spending a lot of our dollars, particularly for a company that's in a growth cycle, on things that aren't helping our business.
Now, do you find that when you're doing this ABM strategy, that you're able to kind of infiltrate the business and find out about other opportunities within the organizations that maybe you wouldn't have been privy to if you weren't doing this, doing ABM? For instance, like you might build a relationship with one division or department, and because you're targeting and you're marketing in a certain manner, it's very efficient then to expand and go, hey, you know, this is working great for their Chicago group. They have also a group in New York. Why don't we target those people and see if we can kind of roll this account, you know, kind of enlarge the account?
Exactly. So that's the land and expand approach. We certainly have that with our larger customers. And that is a central kind of strategy, or one of the strategies that you can employ with account-based, or that our Terminus customer base employs. So it's the idea that, yeah, we target an account, we win some business there, and then we have a relatively focused and targeted audience that we can think about from there. So for example, you can actually use a case study from within an organization to help sell to other parts of the organization. And it's all about, you know, creating this engagement, certainly awareness initially, and then creating deeper engagement as you work with the account and you find new opportunities there. So yes, absolutely. ABM helps to land and expand in very large accounts.
Now, what is the tier one? What is your perfect profile of a customer, and what's the pain that they're having typically where they want to begin a conversation and learn more about Terminus?
Well, we use a model where our tier one is really built around a model. I call it fit, intent, and engagement. So the companies that we prioritize really have the best fit for our organization, okay? And we use technologies to determine that. And we have a artificial intelligence assisted model that we use to provide scores for companies about how good of a fit they are. And then we look at intent data, which we get on a regular basis, that helps us understand what part of the market is currently active and searching for a solution like ours. And then we look at engagement to see, you know, which of these companies that have this fit are actually already actively working with us. So it's sort of like we first determine they're a great fit for us, but then we're also seeing that, hey, they've identified us and understand that we're a great fit for them. If you have these three ingredients, fit, intent, and engagement, it's pretty much the clearest signal that we should be focused and engaged with that account. Tier one can also mean, you know, our larger accounts that, for example, over time, we believe have a greater value to us, and we have to work a little bit to get awareness and engagement in them. But they're, everything starts with fit. We do not want to use our resources as a growing company to pursue or spend our time doing things that aren't really benefiting our growth.
Now, when you're saying fit and you're using artificial intelligence, you're talking about it could be some of those qualities could be, look, we work best with Salesforce, and if they're not using Salesforce, that's kind of a ding against them, or you can find that out through technology, right? Some like their software stack.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we'll filter by firmographics, technographics. There are other data points that you can bring in, such as certain keywords, obviously geography. So we're going after the accounts that, hey, right now for our business, we're looking for this size company, and this is what their tech stack looks like. And for example, at Terminus, we want to understand, yes, do they have a marketing department? Do they have a high level of marketing sophistication? And then we sort of build our fit from that. And many companies are doing this, you know, this upfront work now, certainly account-based companies that have implemented this model are spending more time and planning time figuring out, okay, what exactly is our ideal customer profile and what segment of the market and which company should we be going after versus the broad-based funnel where we are waiting to see who, you know, falls into our funnel and essentially comes into our website and fills out a form.
Right. So you're being more proactive instead of reactive.
Absolutely.
And how many companies how many companies out there do you think are utilizing ABM right now? Like what percentage?
Yeah. So there have been, for example, the Flip My Funnel group did a report, has done a couple of surveys, and one of them shows that 4 out of 5 companies, B2B marketing teams essentially, are currently either actively looking to get started with ABM or are already practicing ABM. I think that we're much more on the early side of the adoption. There are a lot of people who are learning about this now and understanding the new technologies that are available to practice in this way. And there's a smaller group of companies that have been doing it for a year or 2 years and have been very successful with it. But it's picking up speed rapidly. There's a lot of interest, and it's a pretty exciting space to be in.
Now, you recommended if somebody wants to get started is to go to Terminus or go to Flip My Funnel. Those are the best ways to kind of learn more or get started?
Absolutely. Terminus.com and FlipMyFunnel.com.
All right, Peter Herbert with Terminus. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, man. Very informative.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, VP of Marketing with Terminus, Mr. Peter Herbert, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.